I'm about to just do my thing. Look, okay. This is the Big Dick Podcast. This is STP Shizzo coming live right here. I got iGeek Treats in the building with me. And today, on Packing and Lacking, we are asking these ladies, do niggas with little dicks or little packages have the same problems as niggas with the big ones? You hear me? So, we're going to give these ladies a chance to introduce themselves. Starting with
the
first lady to my right. Okay.
What's up? This is our Geek Treats Tip. And I am chilling in the fucking cut with Shizzo. And we drinking and getting fucked up.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on Instagram at iGeekTreats. All social media platforms, actually. Thank you.
Ooh, that was good. Next.
Let me drink people. We struggling.
And who might you be, young lady?
Where she told me to hold.
Oh my God. You done messed up my record. Are we still going live right here?
We still live, baby. We live, baby.
This is D-Baby from iGeek Treats. Oh. And we're going to talk about little niggas and big niggas.
Oh. Shit. So let's get it cracking. So, I just want to know.
Hold on, you ain't got everybody else interested.
Right, it's to us.
It's like, you got the IG. You went IG. I didn't know you got IG.
Was she in the conversation?
Oh, I'm a tall. You're right.
Okay, this is our first time. Excuse our bad organization.
Whoa. That's how we coming, though.
But hey, that's how it's more fun.
Okay, so introduce yourself.
Boom.
Hi, I'm Sonata, and I'm just going to be giving my input today.
Okay. What's your IG?
Boo, this nigga.
No IG? Oh, she doesn't want to be followed. Okay. So, who else we got?
She about to jam on JR.
You got to speak up, sir.
JR.
Okay.
JR. In the house.
No Instagram?
Don't want to be followed.
He don't want to be followed. Okay. Nick.
What am I getting?
Right here.
Hey, Big Ben in this motherfucker.
Big Ben?
And this Big Dick Podcast, and don't be surprised, I put it out and it ain't big.
Okay.
But that don't mean you lose it. That's why we're having a conversation.
Right, that's what we want to address.
Y'all just have to hypothetically think it. If you got to...
Let me get
that. Dr. Ray, can you hear me?
That's exactly what we want to address. That's good.
I hear you. Why is not saying you on the stage, though?
So who wants to address the big elephant in the room?
Big Dad.
Big Daz.
No.
Big Daz.
Big Daz here?
Big Daz.
Okay, Desi.
Big Daz. Let me change my name.
Okay.
Let me make you a mod.
Hold on. Wolfie. Let's get to the question at hand.
Okay.
I need the answer.
So we're doing Shizzo's first episode for his podcast.
I need the answer. Who's going first? Chef, just let it be known. Because everybody want to be quiet about it. Let me know. Do niggas have the same issues?
I feel like niggas definitely have the same issues no matter the size of your manhood.
Okay.
I've been with a guy who had a big dick with issues and a nigga who had a little dick with issues. So I feel like either way, niggas got issues.
Mm.
Now, as far as like... specific situations, I feel like men with little penises have to work harder to prove themselves to me. Definitely.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can we get somebody to elaborate on that?
I don't think they gotta work harder to prove themselves. Ooh. I think they just have to romance them a little more. Because
I agree.
They know what's gonna happen when they drop, you know.
So they gotta eat a little more, huh?
Yeah, they gotta wine and dine up until that point. So if you got a little dick, you're gonna spend more money.
I don't mean to cut you off. What is the wine and dine part? What's that about?
Because if you got a little dick, it has to be emotions and tied to it so that she can really enjoy it. Because if not, then it's just... it ain't gonna work.
Hey, this is JJ, right?
Ooh, JJ, what you say, Jay? What you say, Jay?
I feel like...
What you feel, Jay?
Shit, if you ain't packing, you gotta spend to keep
you lacking.
Living.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like if you're not packing, you're lacking.
Exactly.
Okay. So y'all don't think big dick niggas shrink off?
Man, you don't think...
Time out. That is not the question.
It gotta be our choice.
The question is, if you ain't packing, are you lacking?
You don't think it's little dick niggas out here like thumbtacking?
You're not lacking.
They packing.
So that mean they packing?
I feel like
you gotta know how to twirl
in the whole
eye. Right, you get away with a whole lot of shit when you're packing.
You gotta know how to twirl in there.
That little dicks be feeling good. Don't you know?
I feel like
niggas gotta work though.
Niggas with big dicks have a certain aura or confidence about them, so they know they don't have to put in as much energy or work.
I think they girl got side niggas. They got big dicks. I want to get stressed out.
Whoa.
Okay, so let's elaborate on that.
So is a little dick nigga bitch allowed to have a side nigga?
No, little dick niggas be beneficial.
But no, don't get us wrong.
Think about it.
Tim told me I gotta tighten up on the Big Dick Podcast now. We're gonna keep this professional now.
Right.
So, JJ, we're gonna go counterclockwise this time.
Who got big dick energy?
Hey, that's my thing. Let me tell you something. I can tell you this. A big dick nigga help out a small dick nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as your wifey at the crib, she hate the shit out of you, but she still gotta love you. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Play ghetto.
Okay, next.
She said who's safe.
B, you next.
Who's safe?
No.
I'm going to go.
Big dick niggas are the side niggas.
You gotta get away. You're echoing.
Yeah, you got sex to have an orgasm. There you go. A little bit nigga, and you gotta like, you be upset.
Line, what do you think?
Time out.
Little niggas going straight to the point.
We need to have order on the Big Dick Podcast.
Hold on, we got people here trying to talk.
First of all, that's Shizzo. Hold on, let's tell them who it is.
It's Shizzo, Tiffany,
Ben.
Ben Streets, Sonata, Danelda, and JR. And we talking about packing or lacking. The differences between men who are packing versus the differences between men who are lacking in dick.
No, we
say, hey, Shannon.
We asking, are do they have the same problems as big dick niggas?
I think little dick niggas have
the same problems as big dick niggas.
No. Well, that all depends.
Like, do they girl be harassing them and beating them up and doing all type of shit?
Hell no.
Because, dog, you could have a big ass dick and can't put the time in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as you get in, the shit over with. He's just as worthless as the nigga with a little dick.
Little dick niggas be wifing you up.
Females take advantage of niggas with little dicks.
Agree. It's easier.
Who in the room? Let's go to a room.
Let's go to Lon and then let's go to Shannon.
Hey, Lon.
Me personally, if I can't fuck out with you.
What you think, Lon?
I think about what?
Do the little dick niggas and big dick niggas have the same problems?
No.
Thank you.
No, they don't.
So you ain't got to get beat up if you're a little dick nigga and nobody got to go through your phone and got them stalk you and all that shit.
Little dick nigga gets cheated.
Oh shit, the little dick nigga get cheated on.
They love you. But they'll never know they love the hell out of you.
They take care of home. They good providers. And they can actually fuck good. Don't sleep on them. They get straight to the point. Right.
Hold on. Are we on the clubhouse floor or on the podcast?
Okay.
So when the little dick nigga got down on your ass, he'd be like, oh, it's so big.
Shannon, what's your perspective on do big dick niggas have the same issues as little dick niggas?
Man, why don't you kick me out the room, bro?
Shannon, you in here?
I don't see you.
No, they don't got
Shannon is not in there.
She's right here.
Which one is better?
Ask Desi.
Big dick nigga, fuck your credit up.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Don't ever have that your life
out. Okay, let's get into that. Jay, what you say, Jay?
Fuck your mental.
Jay, what happened? Oh, yeah. So little dick nigga ain't gonna fuck your credit up.
No.
So you mean to tell me the little dick nigga?
Hey, when a big dick nigga done with you?
I'll be right back.
You can't even get a car from right. Enterprise.
Oh, hold on. I don't mute her. She's talking in the background.
Man, what the hell?
My bad, Shannon.
She's in the background talking
in the background. DB, I want to make it echo.
So, do you think that women are more drawn to big dick niggas only for the size of their penis and not for, like, the love or what they have to offer a person?
You said thick women?
No, big dick niggas. Do women, like, only look for them for dick? Like, do you think that they make suitable partners?
No,
hell no,
they ain't suitable partners. But, you know.
Damn.
She went through something with a big dick nigga.
For real.
They not suitable partners, but, you know.
But, you know, right. We deal with them.
Hold on. Oh. So that's a right. That's
right. So the little dick nigga get walked out on.
Mm-mm, I love them.
She said she love them.
You love them.
Okay, so what about the elephant truck niggas?
Weird though.
I'm weird.
Do they still got something?
No, he's talking about the uncircumcised.
The elephant truck nigga. Do they fall in the little dick category?
No, that's just.
Or is it like big?
I love that.
Is it big elephant truck out there?
No, that's just nasty. They just.
What's so that? All elephant trunk is little?
Uncircumcised.
No, I like the y'all
so
like
it's big elephant trunk.
I like the way
okay,
it feels.
Okay, so how y'all feel about the elephant like trunk?
Squishy and when you squeeze on it.
Ah, you don't care don't about like, the elephant trunk?
I never experienced that before, and I don't plan on to.
They say like an anteater.
Ew.
I ain't gonna put it in my mouth. I ain't trying to get an infection.
Ew.
I'm not putting it in my body.
They said if you have like bacterial growth back there and shit.
They might have.
That
niggas don't wash their dick right. Or you know how some niggas be. They be out all day.
That's only you like real bad.
Some of them be out all day. They want to fuck you without washing their little turtleneck dick.
Like when you putting on the condom and shit. That's how you got to do your dick.
Boy.
Like is that?
I remember that shit back in the day.
Tell me, is that true?
I don't know.
Have you had a elephant trunk?
She said she loves them.
We've all had one.
Oh, she said she loves them.
We've all had one.
I like them.
Really? All y'all
have
one?
No, I haven't.
I have not. See, that's what go down on Big Dick Talk. On the Big Dick Podcast, that's what go down. We love them expressions right there.
That's all right. Have you ever had a big dick?
She said, oh, no.
Have you ever had a big dick nigga that had a
they don't even want that on you.
On his
you don't want that trunk on you, do you?
I had a medium with a hood.
Yeah, like, you know, like a
schmedium. Okay, it was good, wasn't
hold
it?
Hold on. Desi, tell me about that. What is a schmedium?
That was the perfect husband, too.
I was high school.
Yeah,
I
was like high school.
What I'm saying, Desi, what is a schmedium? What is a schmedium, though? We want to get to, like, I want to know.
It's like, little, but.
Like 6 inches.
It's almost there, reaching.
No, it's not
it's a little thick.
You know, you look
that's not big at all, but it's there.
Six inches is average.
It's not big, but
that's
it's thick.
A medium.
That's
a
medium.
It's not big at all, but it's
there. A schmedium is a small medium. Right. So that might be like 3 to 4.
So that's
like a little thick dick.
Damn.
Little fat. Okay, so that's
a little clapper. That's
right.
That's a little.
Okay, so hold on.
If they got a hood on me, I need that motherfucker to come down.
This is what's going to kill y'all right here. What qualifies you to have a big dick? Like, what? What's the cutoff? When do you know you got a big dick?
Because I'll tell you this. Like, I don't have no fucking... God
when that shit can't go all the way down your throat.
You ever had a bitch key your car?
That's when you know you're dealing
with. What? I consider,
how about that twice in 1 week?
I consider fat ass...
Damn!
You're walking around with a monster. Twice in 1 week.
And then I had a bitch.
You got different car in maybe 2 months.
What is mammoth down there?
So I had a chick. I had a chick with a whore on the other side.
Whore?
Chick car.
You got a whore. You
got a tree phone.
What about if the bitch? What about the bitch fuck up? What about the bitch fuck up the other bitch car?
That ain't
what you got?
Ooh, you might
toxic.
That
that's what it is.
That's that toxic.
That's that toxic dick.
Yeah,
man. Let me in the fucking room.
Girl. DZ look like he got toxic dick.
His like, DZ look like he be fucking people wife up. Tell you.
Hey, listen up.
Yo, DZ be fucking people wife and mine.
So a little dick nigga, so a little dick nigga can't fuck your life up?
Yo, little dick niggas, you ever notice?
Okay, tell me about
that. Little dick niggas be happy all the time.
They happy.
They always in a great mood. Right?
All right, can I tell you something?
And they always
how's your day going? Would you like some lunch money? Like shit like that, nigga. I used to get lunch money from little
bitch.
They easy to finesse.
Walk down the aisle, little dick nigga.
Everybody's always had big dick as well.
No, see, we're not going off subject. You're going off subject. We're not talking about the motion in the ocean. Fat and a little. We just
because little dick niggas get you emotionally. That's what they get you.
That's where we at right here. This is the first episode. Mm-hmm. This is how we jump in.
They get you emotionally.
They mind fuck you.
They mind fuck you. You fall in love emotionally.
Yep, that's how they get you.
Big dick niggas, you fall in love physically, so it's easy to get over them motherfuckers.
After you fuck up,
it is easy to move on from a big dick. It's hard sexually to move on because you're gonna be dipping and dabbing. But
dipping and dabbing.
But no, that you have to.
Yeah,
because
you got the big dick.
You
it's hard to find
right,
big dick out here.
But let's not act like
all that. It's hard to find big, thick dicks.
Gabby said and I can speak for myself, and I'm not even going to give myself an example.
Nah, it ain't the same.
It's
hard to leave.
Big dick or have you approaching another bitch.
Okay, okay,
okay. It's
hard to leave
a
big dick.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Let's get back on track. It's the big dick podcast. This is Shizzle. I'm asking this question to the ladies. I Geek Treats. What? Shout out to I Geek Treats. I mean, is it okay for the little dick niggas to fuck with the dick pump? Like the dick pump?
No, just
no, what?
I've never seen that in my life.
The dick pump. They fuck with the dick pump.
What the fuck is a dick pump?
Y'all remember
my mouth
little,
is a dick
y'all remember
pump.
The little nigga?
They fucking. He
tried,
with the dick pump?
No, he tried to do the dick pump, and I was just
he
like...
Tried to
he tried to make
the
it swell up.
They fucking with the dick pump. You can buy that. Google it.
Did it work?
What did you do? Rush blood? Give me a dick pump.
Yeah, that's a little bit nasty.
I mean, that's all getting hard. It's blood.
Right.
He fucked good on it, but
it's
he,
a blood rush.
It wasn't. I don't know.
I don't take no pill for
it. Wasn't
so
the
how
same.
Do y'all feel about that? Y'all like that? I mean, will y'all try
to make those drinks?
Will y'all be happy with the little dick or try to make it bigger? How about that?
First of all, I wouldn't even stay with a little dick.
I love little dick.
I love little dick. I love little dick.
I saw that shit.
They winning.
Hey, line.
She said they winning.
I can't work with it.
Little dick niggas or big dick niggas?
They ain't winning.
Little dick niggas or big dick niggas?
Big dick. Big dick monster.
That's nasty.
The little dick motherfuckers get. I end up cheating on them all.
Oh, get what?
What'd
she
say?
She ended up cheating
on the. So is
oh
okay?
No, that's true. That's true.
But
they
is that okay though?
On.
Is it okay for you to cheat on the little dick?
That's
man?
Fucked up.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Damn.
Well, I did.
Well, hold on. Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Hold on. Calm down. Calm down. Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Let's go around the room. And take a vote. Jay, what you say? It's okay. One. It's okay.
Yeah.
Two. It's okay. Deezy.
What's okay? What's
it's okay to cheat on the little dick, nigga.
Man, I don't
know. Is it okay? Yes or no?
It's okay if you're taking care
okay,
of you.
Okay, we got one no low. Yes or no?
It's not cool to cheat on nobody.
Yes or no?
No.
No?
Not even with them.
No.
Nah,
it's
a tie.
I think sex is an action.
I broke it.
Yeah, it's an action. What do you do? You go cheat. Cheat? That's if he
okay,
a nigga.
So Ron got
it's like doing 50
what you say, Desi? Desi gonna break it right here. What you say, Desi?
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like doing
on the Big Dick Podcast, on the Big Dick Podcast, let it be known it is okay to cheat on the little dick nigga.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's
and,
fucked
and
up.
And if I check my dick, oh, my dick is little.
Hey, yeah, guess what?
Little niggas get cheated like
shout out to your guy, that's law.
So is it okay for this to cheat on a little dick nigga and a little dick nigga kill her ass?
We do not promote violence on Big Dick Podcast. To all our viewers and all our sponsors, we do not promote violence. And this is very, very professional. And you know, we are all scholars.
So they happen.
They happen. But guess what? This is not First 48. You've been watching too much First 48. We back over here.
So basically, it's okay that you don't
force 48 to go on. Him and Tip, they be thinking like,
it's okay to cheat on
the nigga.
No, cheating is not okay.
Cheating is not okay.
It's not okay.
You're right.
But it happens.
For the record, this show is not about cheaters. Black men don't cheat. And we do not promote cheating.
Y'all can't
do that. We do not promote cheating on this podcast. Next. Okay.
Well, can I say something?
Ask your question. We have a question from Jay. Ask your question, Jay.
To answer to what he's saying is
this. I thought you had a question.
No.
Oh.
To kind of basically say what he's saying is this. When you cheat, like a little bit nigga end up paying more. So when you're paying, you think you own. It's like your property. So when you go out the way, you go fuck around. Yeah, that's how you get your ass snapped. You see what I'm saying?
Dick nigga,
so the little niggas think, the little dick niggas think that females are their property?
Not once property, but they definitely do take care of home more. So they feel more entitled to like, I'm taking care of you. You know,
so
you
the little dick nigga is more prone to
you got it. What you want, you shop, you got your dream car. So they more likely to
treat them.
If they treat them like a little dick nigga, like if you just but I done got there and milk this nigga for all his money.
So if you treat him like a little dick nigga, then he a kid.
Yeah, they be having a little temper.
But if you just smooth with the little dick nigga, he all right.
Treat him like he got a big dick.
Yeah.
But a big dick nigga, what's Rick, your whole family. She won't even come back home.
We don't, we're not a homophobic podcast, so we don't be checking on nigga dick sizes or nothing like that.
Shout out to the Element OPs.
I don't know. You might be in the bitch and the bitch say, I got a little, I don't know.
The worst thing a little nigga could do.
That's true. Well, one girl think it's big might not be.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You heard? The worst thing a little nigga could do is put his chick on, because then a big nigga pull up and just disarm you, and then shit be gone. She won't
see, but the big dick nigga just gonna fuck you though. He just gonna
fuck
you.
You saw that movie. That's how that bitch got.
Let's not act like all niggas with big dicks are dogs. You know, there's some good big dick niggas that really take care of home and love their girl and all that.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Hey, let's take a shot for Nada, man, on Big Dick Podcast, man. Cause that's real.
Big dick niggas don't cheat.
That big dick niggas do not cheat.
That's not what I said. That's what came through my head.
Hashtag.
Big dick
niggas do not cheat.
Yeah.
I
said they all
can
not.
Hey, Lon, we coming out with them t-shirts too, man. Get ready.
Up to y'all determining if a nigga got a big dick or not. What y'all look for?
Big dick niggas do not cheat.
It's hype. What y'all look for?
If you got a fat ass dick, I think that's big. It don't even matter about the.
It's
like thickness for me.
The thickness. It's you the like girth. The girth.
The girth.
So you like the short chubster.
Shut up.
She don't like to get up all up in the bottom. All up in that
she don't like it in her throat. She just like the,
like, you know what I mean?
She just like the chub.
I don't want it to
so what about like,
the,
like a tree trunk.
What about a long skin?
Like to wake up in a wet spot?
That's fine.
She said that's fine.
The long skin is fine.
That's not fine.
The long skinny one?
And that's when the coochie get the fart and all that.
Yeah, you don't have control. Sometimes they say that pussy is wore out.
Hold on.
Sometimes they say that pussy wore out now.
So we gotta know that.
Hold on. Y'all, we gotta let our clubhouse members talk.
What'd you say, Lon?
Y'all said what now? I said, because he putting all
that air
in the fucking pussy. That's why
with that little ass dick. Yeah.
With that little skinny ass.
No, I mean, he just fucking the wrong pussy bitch. Because she done been fucking somebody.
Hold on, I'm only getting a little bit. Pussy shrink back to normal.
Not all pussy.
Well, one thing about dick don't adjust.
One thing about the big dick vibes is that pussy ain't about to fart.
So do little... this is what I want to ask. Do little dicks curve? Like, do they have the hook in the little dick?
Ooh, I had a...
No,
what
the fuck, no.
I had a nigga with a curved dick. I talked to him to this
day. And it was little? Little dick niggas don't curve?
Yeah, his dick was huge.
Was it curved?
It was
little?
Curved.
Oh, no, but look, I never seen one. I never witnessed
I felt that shit in my belly button. I was like, damn.
I don't like that.
It felt good, though.
In your belly button?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't my
real. It sounded like it hurt.
That's a real belly button?
It was like all up in there. It was in places.
So that was a big thing.
Well, maybe that's my kidney. I don't know.
So that was like, so if he did thing, if he did that, that's
the same. He had a big dick, but he was. I really don't even want to talk about it, because if I talk about it, he won't know I'm talking about him.
Who
are
you talking
right.
about?
Whoa. Is he still surrender? You still get disarmed, huh?
I can't post this if I talk about it.
Wow. Okay, that now we don't want to get nobody's personal.
Now, we recently was just talking about
this. This is very professional. We don't want to get raunchy, Tiff. Come on now.
No, that's just my homie.
All right, now.
So, he used to be my boo until he tried to.
So basically, y'all saying the little dick nigga just take care of home.
So do the curve pick up for the girth lackage?
Yes.
Oh. What's the curve,
the curve pick up for the curve.
Somebody with a curve, so I don't know.
So if the nigga coming out with a curve, it don't matter if his shit thick or not.
I mean, he got a
niggas with curves.
He got to have some type of weight on it.
Which one is it curving?
No, I said that thing has some type of weight on it.
If it's curving up, then that's he's lit. If it's curving down, because then that's going to your asshole. That's not a good thing.
So you'll take a little skinny mini with the curve up.
I like when it's long, like a sled, yeah, and then it curve up at the end.
Yeah.
And then that's the part that just, Lord.
Yeah. Is that what Megan was talking about with the Captain Hook?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Wow.
Y'all blessed. Yeah. I never.
That's crazy.
Never encountered that.
You never had a Captain Hook?
Mm-hmm. I had one.
I mean, so.
Motherfucking good.
So it's like, good, right? is it like a stigmatization on like races? Like, is it certain races that got big dicks and little dicks?
I got a question though.
Verify that Asian people, the stereotype is true. The dick is no longer
than 4 inches.
For
real?
So
no, that was mixed. Mixed.
That's mixed reviews, honey.
No, yours was mixed. Your little blazing was mixed.
Your blazing? You had a blazing. That's different.
That's the one that I'm about
Asian.
To cut off.
She said Asian. She,
she said it's
mixed.
True. I believe in line. You didn't have to.
No. But Danelda's best friend.
Is it true for her?
Best friend from PA is married to an Asian, and she said that is not true.
That's not true?
Now, Danelda, didn't Sasha, who's married to an Asian, say that that stigma about little dicks isn't true?
But Asians?
She said it wasn't true.
We're talking about, is it right. true?
You gotta treat that little dick big.
I'm just saying, no, we don't want to talk about that. That's personal. We just want to talk about
this. Like how she with her Asian. Right. That ain't our business.
We're not even talking about that.
Wow.
That problem. No, is they packing or lacking? Is it different cultural barriers for the packing or lacking?
Asians are definitely lacking. They
know how you know they lacking? Ooh. You been with an Asian?
No, but they know.
So how you know they lacking? That's what I'm...
Well, actually, I have been with an Asian.
Lon said they lacking.
Lon said they lacking.
And we believe her.
Let's go through the different races. So we're going to start with Asians. Asians.
She said they laughing. What you say? She said that's not true.
Look, I was with a Malaysian nigga. Is he considered Asian?
That's Asian.
Malaysian.
What is that? Like white and Malaysian?
That's Asian. Thank you, AP.
No, that's like really Asian.
And the nigga was packing. No, the only Asian
Malaysia
I've ever
really
dated.
Malaysia is really a place.
No, I've seen like maybe... A handful of Asian
penis. She about to give it up.
They used to be on
shows. How many
you seen?
She's
the third
of
them all. Look, they known for lacking.
She had a whole motherfucking index of them hoes.
They lacking.
She was like, I seen a handful.
Okay, what about Indians? What about Indians? Is Indians
okay? Indians. So Asians is not lacking. Indians.
I think
okay, hold on. We have a
little
This is looking thick
in the
morning.
This is a big thing.
Hold on. Let's bring it back. Yeah. That went crazy on
they
big
got
dick.
This.
Chill out now.
Shut up.
Now listen. Next, Indians. They packing a lot.
I can't get past the curry smell for me.
The curry.
I know, it's the curry Jamaicans
curry.
Too.
She says the curry fry.
I used to talk to this Jamaican.
We ain't even talking about the smell.
Packing a lacking.
I think they could be mostly on the packing. They packing. What
you think?
They schmedium packing.
What I think?
Indians packing.
I think they might be in the mid.
Yeah, in the middle. Schmedium.
Yeah.
They schmediums. They done made a whole new. They done made a whole new. They done went from.
What Lon think?
What she said?
Lon said what?
Indians are part Asian, so they are lacking.
Now, that's why I said they
schmedium. That's why they be doctors and shit.
They
that's
schmedium.
Why they take care of home.
You know what I mean? Ain't got no time to be lacking out here.
Always married. and they own something.
They always got like 10 kids though.
Mom, we had an invisible caller that called in and said that all the niggas who packing went to prison.
Who said that?
Is that true?
Shit. Or the real niggas.
Huh?
Nah, I got a real question though.
What that bitch said?
I got a real question
too, from City Girl.
For the last week, it's been not two girls, it's more than two girls. But I commented on this guy who posted a picture of like a girl with stretch marks or something and saying, did he like it? So people, it was these girls all week commenting.
They like the tiger stripe?
About. It was these girls commenting all week. Like on my, and my mentions just going back and forth because like they under my post.
It's real sexy for me.
One of the bitches said that Tiger Stripes is a fetish instead of something that someone's actually attracted to.
That's for a new episode. We're not gonna get into that. We're unpacking
that's a whole new episode.
We're unpacking it.
I agree. Some niggas, I've heard it from the niggas.
We're unpacking it lacking today, so we're gonna keep it professional.
Yeah, change.
And some niggas love that. That's good.
You're crazy, but we're gonna come back to that though. That's a good one though. We're gonna come back to that and little fetish shit.
I had to cuss one bitch out.
Oh,
she was like, "Cause who would really like stretch marks, bitch? What?" I like my stretch marks.
Ooh.
When I look in the mirror.
Ain't nothing wrong with stretch marks,
it depends on where they at. I gotta see where they at.
They every motherfucking way. What you mean?
Have you ever seen a stretch mark on a dick?
Yeah, what?
Is that
possible?
Because it doesn't stretch. You just, you what it's size a muscle. You are. Yeah.
I'm talking to the
well, it's not a muscle.
Your penis is a muscle, baby.
It's a muscle. It's a muscle. That's all it is. A vein. And it stretches. And some blood. It grows. It's an enlarged muscle. It's an enlarged muscle. I mean, it grows with blood. But is it an exercise? When does that full point of the exercise? When is that the penis pump for? Listen, honey. When is that the full point of exercise? Spinal fluid from the brain goes all the way down his spine.
They say when you get hard, you put the penis pump on. No, your dick full of blood. You pump when your shit get hard. You got all the blood. So basically, like you said, you got all the blood, and you stretch it more. It's supposed to make it bigger, more blood, and expand. And the dick pump, but I feel like it makes it look, you don't need that. Well, I don't know.
That's not what a dick pump do.
Yes, it do. Dick pump just stretch your dick out. Exactly.
When you hard, like when you work out and you get muscles and shit, stretch your skin.
Hey, it's the same thing the pills do. It make your blood.
So that thins out your blood. But guess what? Are you frowned upon for using a dick pumper?
No, that's your business.
Nah, that's embarrassing.
Like if you walked in and see your nigga with a dick pumper, what
is that? Hold on,
we're gonna go around the room for the ladies.
Yeah, go around the room with this.
If you walked in the room and seen your nigga use the dick pumper, what would you say?
I mean, if we discussed it, it would be okay.
No. If you just walked in. Like damn, babe, what's up, babe?
It's just like a
word. You're using a dick pumper.
Hold on, it wouldn't bother me.
You'll be all right. You'd be like, damn. What would you say? Like, oh.
I was like, so you trying to try something new? Okay.
Oh, so you'd be like, all right.
I've been trying to try the ring.
So let me tell
you. So hold on, we're going around the room. We're coming to you. What would you say, D?
About what?
If you walked in the room, nigga, just using a dick pumper, you'd be like,
I'd be like, wow.
Okay. Well, okay.
Tell
what you would say. Hold on.
I don't think it's
what'd you say to?
That's your regular.
I probably have been on some stupid shit.
Okay, so let me say. What'd you say, though?
I would have recorded
it. Hold on. It's Tiff's turn.
You shooting up in your dick. What's going on?
Yo, what?
Okay. Lyle, what would you say?
If I what?
If you walked in and you seen your nigga using the disc pumper, you just came in the room. Babe, what's up, babe? He got the dick pumper. Activated.
I don't know. You know, I used to work at a sex shop, so I just seen it all.
I mean, so what would you say, though?
Hell no. Like, I wouldn't be dating him anyway.
What would you say? Okay, so what would you say? If you just walked in and you had the dick pumper.
Too, God damn it.
Right,
hold on, we don't have comments. Okay, speechless. Okay, we have a comment for that. Dizzy, what's your comment on that?
Okay, so basically,
Dizzy's
over there.
Street Ben.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Ben Street. Ben, all right, Ben say, goddamn.
Ben.
Nigga, what the fuck? Why we gotta change niggas' names up, man?
Come on, that's so.
For this reason.
That's what he wanted.
Nigga, my social media, all my social media.
Yeah, she been.
So chill out, bro.
He been Ben.
I don't need no D's
ben.
On the internet.
That's that old school shit.
And this is what Ben about to say. Ben about to say, the dick a muscle, right? Yeah. Oh, so when you wake up and do them 20 push-ups, right? Well, you done pumped up, right? You might done grew a few new more muscles in that motherfucker, right? So when you work out with that dick, it ain't not working out your dick muscle. I don't have nothing against nigga.
So can a little nigga work his dick muscle out to get a big dick?
Does it help? Wait. So is it like he got to use it every single time or it start growing over time?
Where he got to use it every session?
Man, you can't just do 50 push-ups and think you're about to be swole. You can't do that.
So it grows it? I'm thinking it just makes it bigger for that one.
You got to fuck some.
Think about
it. That's what you saying.
Think about this.
So you saying the little dick niggas really ain't fucking.
Nah, some of them just not blessed.
That's what you're saying.
They hunch.
Okay, so that's a good topic right there. Is the little nigga fucking or they're not blessed?
They're just not blessed.
But like, this one changed. Fucking ain't no really.
It's not a man's fault.
Hold on. We y'all over talking.
It was on me, bro.
Okay,
yeah,
it was on me.
It was on you.
Okay, so when you fucking, it's a workout for your body. It ain't a workout for your dick.
I think it's over there.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying? It ain't a workout for the dick. So, nigga, when they hit it with the pump. It's like a workout. It's a workout for your dick then. It's like doing your dick doing 20 push-ups or something. You see what I'm saying? And that bitch be swole if he got that.
Shut up,
you know, right. Hey, when you come out the gym, when you come out the gym, what you
talking about?
You got one or something? I wouldn't think they got
Do y'all hear what he just said?
He just explained the ejaculator 3000.
He said the ejaculator 3000.
Yes, sir. We talk on me now.
No.
Nobody got nothing to say about that.
No, I wanted to say, once you use it, does it help grow? Or you got to use it every single time?
Oh, you got to keep using it.
It's a routine, just like you wake up every day and work out.
Yeah, but eventually, does it get bigger or... I think it's supposed to get bigger.
It's supposed to get bigger. That's what I'm saying. Because your dick a muscle.
It's a dick pump.
Your so why you not hard, your dick shrink?
No, you're supposed to put it on while your dick hard. And pump it.
Right, but then it goes like little when he done, right?
But then the next time he get hard to stretch it out, so it gets bigger.
So it's getting bigger.
It stretches your
That's what it is.
Doesn't
it
chance it like that?
It's supposed to stretch your
That's what they say. I don't know. I haven't never used it or nothing like that.
Oh, well, then that's good. You just give him a chance.
I thought it would always hurt. I'm like, damn, wow. They pumping that shit.
I would really be like,
yo, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear that shit. Ew.
I'm saying, but y'all
never heard of this shit before.
It's crazy as fuck. But that's what we talk about on Big Dick. We bring the real shit to the table.
Shizzle.
That shit crazy as fuck. I thought it hurt personally.
So
that's like you pumping your tits for like.
It's like y'all. Cool.
I mean, does it be the same for y'all pumping your tits for breast milk?
Right? And that hurt.
Yeah, it hurt.
Is it not the same because y'all automatically let that go?
But that's
it doesn't hurt to me, but it, like some women
it
hurt
a lot of women.
Yeah, a lot of women.
Okay.
And they try to pump it.
Okay, that's for another episode. We talk about packing a lacquer. That's what
y'all saying. Y'all saying.
All right, wait, hold on.
That's good, though. I want to know that. That's good, though. I want to know that. Real talk.
Let me tell y'all how
organized
we are. We started going down different races packing a lacquer, and we only got the Indian.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hold on. Let's
go
to our Hispanic brothers. We want to talk about Hispanic.
This is the Big Dick Podcast, and that's what we do. Okay. Edibles and shit. We got I Geek Treats in here sponsoring this shit. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shit might get a little off rail sometimes.
Get a little raunchy.
We fuck it up. I'm fucking high.
But no, I want to know.
Niggas with big dicks say shit like that. I'm high.
I want to know, ladies. So, yeah, Hispanic men packing the lacking. I'll say Mexican.
Lacking.
It depends on the country.
Oh.
Period.
I don't know.
So what country packing?
Three Hispanic guys, so I can't even tell.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican slick black, but right. They're not.
I don't know.
We're going to talk about that on Big Dick, too.
But we had this conversation earlier. We're going to
bring that up
that.
On the Big Dick podcast, probably like us, episode 5.
Because I think Mexicans got little dicks.
So we're going to say Hispanic 50-50.
Yep, they definitely
50-50. We undecided.
They had medium.
We undecided.
Medium.
Yep.
Okay, what's the next? What about Africans?
Big as fuck. Horse like.
Should not nobody have to fuck them from Zumanda.
You feel me? They got
that fucking schlong.
Yeah. Why? That's you need that motherfucking slave
over
trade.
With
black man.
What about
dicks
Jamaican?
Is what created racism.
They
about in the same level.
Hold on. Africans packing, Jamaicans packing.
The
fuck?
Yep.
Nigga, what?
What about people from like St. Thomas?
What about mixed kids?
No, St. Thomas. What about
it's a toss-up.
There's mixed kids that be packing.
It's a toss-up.
I don't know.
It's a toss-up?
It depends on what the other side is mixed with.
Who that?
Probably Jesus.
It depends on what the other side is mixed with.
I think this is a one-sided podcast. I don't want to give him shit on that. Why? We not letting DJ get in there. This shit lame.
Do you think?
What the white boys doing? I swear, I don't know what the white boys doing. See, white boys, we're not racist on this show.
First off, black people can't be racist. Thank you very much.
You're right, but we're gonna talk about it on another big dick episode. Anyway, did we forget anybody? What about other?
Other.
That's the mixed people. That's the toss-up.
Okay. What's up?
What's going on?
Dizzy, did you have something?
We on a podcast.
Say?
Come on, join us.
Yeah, I got something to say.
Big Ben. Big Ben. My boy Big Ben wants to say something right here.
Yeah. I'm going to pass the mic, though.
We couldn't go around and be like, okay, Hispanic women. Whop or not? Like, we can't do that.
Bring it up out of here. You weren't shooting in the gym, everybody ain't meant to be here.
So what's the conclusion? I feel like the conclusion is men with a smaller penis have to cater to their women more because it's an emotional attachment. Ooh. And then
they are better mates.
I don't feel like that.
I feel like niggas with the little dicks is the ones goddamn doing the most. They buying cars and doing all that.
Nigga with the little dick.
And that's why I
say, is that a problem for us? Like,
it's not a problem. But what I say is when females act like, oh, cheat on them. Y'all ain't cheating on them little dick ass niggas.
You gonna cheat on that little nigga, and you ain't gonna get no car next year. You ain't gonna have nowhere to stay in the next month. You ain't gonna have nowhere to go to.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Well, that's some big nigga point. I mean, that's some big nigga with that chin. That's a good point, D. I'm not tripping on that. I'm just saying, though, let's be real.
If we gonna be real, be real.
Yeah, those are points.
Be real.
It's like,
and that's what we do
what
on Big Dick. Hey, on Big Dick, that's what we do. The Big Dicks only.
Yeah, it is.
That's a big dick, Sam. That's a big statement.
I know a big
basically,
dick.
Basically, Sam, we can't just shit on them because we do be hating them.
You can't shit on them little, you can't shit on the little dick niggas. Okay. Because you know why? Them little niggas paying what they weigh.
They are.
And guess what? Bitch that's getting that check don't want to leave that. She don't want to lose that. I promise you. And guess what? I bet you if that nigga fucking her with a little dick, she make that nigga shit feel like
and
10
she
inches.
Still going to sneak up.
She going to be like, oh, this dick's so big. She going to be like, oh, the dick's so good. It's so good. It's so big. Da, da, da. Yeah, because you know she about to get that car note paid. She about to get, you know, what da, da. Yeah.
So big dick niggas ain't paying car notes?
Man, that's what you
want. Yeah. There's
big
dick niggas out there.
That's what I said. All men that have a big dick are not bad. You know, but I do also think that.
Why does. I want to ask that question. I'm sorry. I'm jumping everywhere. These IG trees got me fucked up. Why do motherfuckers just all think the big dick niggas bad?
Like, oh, he got a big dick. He ain't shit. He a hoe.
Because they normally do be hoes.
It don't be like that.
It do be like that. Oh, it's not like that?
No, y'all do.
You can't get judged by the book.
See? See?
I don't get it.
They be hoes for a while, but eventually, like, everything else they grow
got
up.
A whole stage.
Yeah, theirs a little longer than most.
Well, can I tell you a secret?
Guess what? When I got
theirs
big,
is a little not,
bitch
never
got
ending.
Got the goddamn, bitch got to rub my feet and shit. Get that bitch.
Man,
but you got to that's another episode. We're not talking about.
I talk about what they got to do.
You rub feet, though?
We got to talk about your fetishes, bro.
Why you don't rub my feet?
It's a fetish.
We're not talking about your personal likings. We're talking about big dick versus little dick. Pack of the lack of.
Man, you got to come. You got to stay on subject.
That's what we talk about. That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about rubbing feet.
I'm just saying. That's shit will come where you got to be there.
No.
Bitch going to rub your feet.
If you got to be there, you got to rub your feet.
Hold up.
I agree, ladies.
Y'all ain't rubbing no feet.
I don't like big dick.
Am I rubbing a nigga feet?
For the big dick.
You got me
for the big dick.
Y'all cap as hell.
Y'all already know.
Y'all cap as hell.
I don't like big dick. I don't like big dick.
I love big dick.
Man, bitch, don't rub my feet.
Hey, you rubbing a nigga feet for the big dick?
It's saying
like.
Yeah. Ah!
Real nigga.
She Asian, that don't count.
Real nigga. Yeah. That's all I was saying.
She Asian.
She's Asian. That don't count. They enjoy shit like that. No.
No, I have. Hell, I give it to my boo.
Yeah,
how was it?
All
right, so big niggas be turning girls out.
He got to be nice looking.
Right, I'm saying. But no, I still wouldn't do it. I like when the niggas.
So do little niggas, little dick niggas, like after they hit, they ask you for juice and shit, like.
Hell yeah, because. Yeah, niggas with little dicks can fuck.
Yeah, that's
like,
just don't. That's what
they think because they dick is
do
little,
they
can't fuck.
Do y'all bring them a warm rag? Like,
what y'all do to them?
They actually get fucked
y'all
better.
Y'all give them a hug?
They get fucked better.
Yes.
I don't agree. Because
they don't be
don't
hurting,
agree,
right?
Yo.
Yeah. And because you love them.
This one little dick dude one time, right?
I can't.
And I end up pulling out the toy on his ass.
What'd you do?
I shoot at the big dick nigga.
She said she pulled out a toy on
I'm going to get me a good nigga.
First of all, you pulled out a toy on me, I'm insulted.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Why?
I pull out a toy on some weird shit.
Toys is stupid.
I'm not with that booty shit.
Tell him stick it in my ass.
That
ring
on the toy.
Get a little thing to go on your finger. Do it yourself, bitch, if you don't put the ring.
That's freaky.
It's a little thing to go on your finger.
Just because
they
got
yes, they do. That y'all have
that's another topic.
That foreplay is so good. That is true, Mom.
With the little dick.
Yes.
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 You know they lacking in the dick area.
And they gotta do
so
more
like
work.
They put all that effort
into
your ass.
In your ass. Dizzy, we have a problem.
Hey, big dick nigga hit your ass for 2 minutes. Then what?
Right. Fuck. Then you want more dick. Then you go find a big dick nigga. Thank you. Why would you get with a little dick nigga when you gonna want
that's
more
not
dick?
True.
That's not where I was going.
Well, in my opinion, you gonna want more dick.
No.
You're gonna be like, oh my god, I see.
Okay,
middle ass dick.
Like,
that's
ass
why you build
nigga.
Connections.
Fuck that shit. I'm gonna build a connection.
Who said that little dick nigga only last 2 minutes?
Let me get my second. But I'll be like, my dick big? You mad? Because I hit you for 2 minutes?
With
this big
dick?
With this big dick?
With the big dick?
Hit you with the big dick, 2 minutes. Boom. Get out of here.
And now they mad.
Don't touch me no more.
And they mad?
Now they mad. Now they
have a right to be mad.
We're going to be mad.
And not a. Do they have a right to be mad? Is that a mad? Like if the big dick nigga hit you for 2 seconds? Okay, look. If the little nigga work out, if the little nigga work out, the big dick nigga hit you for 2 minutes. Who you mad at?
The nigga.
Which one?
Whoever didn't let me get my nut. Nigga, what you mean?
With the big dick nigga. It was 2 minutes. You nutted with the little dick nigga. It was an hour. Which one you satisfied with?
If it's an hour, I'm not.
Could it be? Was just one.
Yes, dude. One can really fuck. You... Girl,
I think I just had a bad experience.
Maybe.
Ain't no little dick nigga ever hit you for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
That's an hour.
I don't think I fuck little dick.
45 minutes, an hour. If a nigga go 45 minutes in that pussy, that's an hour.
I mean,
yep, that's
like an hour 30.
It don't matter the time. Really? If you have an understanding. Sometimes if it's a quickie, then okay, that's fine. Yeah. But if we like
thank you, Buzz. Okay, so do little niggas get quickies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do
they?
They do.
I thought only big dick nigga got quickies.
Why?
Because you want the big dick real quick, like boom, 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 boom.
No, you want like to get a nut real quick. Yeah, it doesn't matter the size.
Oh.
Man, that nigga but this my thing. Hour. Y'all can brag about a nigga with a big dick. They can brag about the big dick, but it can't be like, oh, it only worked for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, but that's cool. Right?
Get the fuck out of
here. I thought that's how it works. Like, the big dick, you get privileges. Like, if you was a star athlete, a big ass nigga, like, you get. I know when I was playing ball, I got certain privileges. Like, I didn't have to go to school and shit. Like,
I think it just depends on. When you a big dick nigga,
you
get
certain privileges.
You'll never get the same privileges. Fuck
him. Wait, if you're a big dick nigga, do you get certain rights?
No, not for me.
Let me ask you a question. I don't get emotionally attached to big dick. It's not about your dick. That's just an add-on.
What you say? We got our Clubhouse members talking. What you say, Lon?
I said you can't get attached to a big dick.
Yeah, you can't get.
Nope. Because that fuck your life up.
Out who else to fuck
every
you
single
you
time.
Right. And then you get in your head, and then you gotta play FBI, CIA.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, motherfucking everything.
Right, it's too much.
Thing, fucking yeah, I could be running around this bitch.
Little dick niggas don't have that problem.
Like my kneecap.
No.
Dick to my kneecap. But I'm good.
Little dick niggas got heart.
So how y'all gonna feel about that? How y'all gonna feel? I got my dick hanging my knee, right?
My dick hang low.
I'm good for 2 minutes, though.
So this is. No, is that not all?
So it's
what
like,
he got a big dick nigga girl, only lasts 2 minutes.
But he only can
fuck. Where did y'all get y'all numbers from?
Yeah, because where are you getting your numbers
big
from?
Big dick niggas can go.
I'm just bringing up scenarios.
But I feel like big
it's
both.
It depends on you and the person that you're.
Yeah, it's just the vibes.
It's the vibes.
True.
The
big dick
lasts
a
minute, every
episode.
Vibe.
That's
last an hour.
This is the...
No, fuck that. We need to hear this.
Depending how big or little you are. It's true.
What?
Sometimes. Big dick niggas can control their nut more than little.
So what did y'all
that's not true. Y'all are so biased.
Wow.
I feel like I gotta advocate
fuck,
for
the
small
control
big
your
niggas.
Nut.
It's true.
Man, I wanna know this. Are you racist if you don't like little dick niggas?
No.
Yes, you are.
That's not racist.
Are you racist?
That's not
racist.
Very biased.
That's a price.
Discrimination. Right.
They got a handicap. Are you discriminating?
They got a handicap.
It's not a handicap.
Discriminating.
Hey, no homo though, bro. I'm intrigued with the elephant trunk. I want to see one of them elephant trunk dicks.
Man. I know. You want to
see it? What?
I mean, that's normal. I would want to see one in person. I was expecting clicks till I got older. Like, I was just like, oh, give me that pussy.
It's a split.
Yeah. Yeah, some of I see some the size of
that is a split. So when y'all was younger, y'all didn't eat pussy?
Hell no, you was a lame.
Oh, wow. What?
It was like a group of niggas who ate pussy. Like, them niggas eat pussy.
And they was winning.
Them
niggas were freaky. They had eye piercings and tongue rings and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
All that crazy ass shit.
What you say,
Mom? You remember when they
looked at
that face with the little...
I said, back then, like,
now I remember.
Thought eating pussy was nasty.
Yeah. I told you.
My nigga must love me.
Oh, you don't do it? We're not talking about personal stuff on the Big Dick.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Podcast.
Though.
Go ahead, Jay.
Me first, though. I ain't the last one. My woman.
We're not talking about ass eating on the Big Dick podcast this week. We're not talking about eating ass. We're not talking about that. Hold on, Tim.
That is fecal matter.
Exactly.
That is feces.
Yeah, I ain't with that shit, for real.
You not eating ass. That is boo-boo, baby.
Nothing. That's crossed the limit.
You don't kiss
me. You ain't putting shit up in my
man,
ass.
Man, I don't give a fuck how clean that ass get. That's ass. That's ass.
Wait, that so y'all don't eat
that's
ass?
That's an Audi.
And I don't fuck it either.
I never ate no ass.
And I don't
if you fuck around with somebody's ass, you gay.
Gay.
Listen.
That's not
true. Period.
I say that too.
What about
if
bitches?
If you're in prison,
like
you don't fuck niggas.
Period.
That's what I said.
What about bitches?
I don't
like
agree with that either.
Listen, man.
Because some girls.
I like to get up and down with that ass.
What about bitches?
I don't want to hear my girl ass.
It's different when you fuck.
Can I tell you this? I feel like little dick nigga discover all that ass fucking and all that. Because once you get the pussy,
it's easier to look.
That's what we about on Big Dick Podcast. Revealing the truth. Little dick nigga started fucking in the ass.
We need a little dick nigga on the podcast.
No cap.
We need a little dick nigga on the podcast.
It was just a little dick nigga started that shit. Then big dick niggas tried it and was like, oh, this shit lit. So they started fucking with it.
My
cousins tell me
that. Old niggas like me, they be like, nah, we ain't fucking with that shit.
And I'm already satisfied.
Especially if you play with your clit while they fucking you in the ass. That shit feel like
that. Those are my best friends.
I feel like ass is a violation, so I don't even know.
That is a no-no. That's a
stick nugget.
That's a motherfucking ex on that
guy. Hell no. You
talk about childish.
Childish.
Oh, so you childish when you don't fuck that ass.
That's childish.
Oh, yeah. That's how they get you to do it. That's how them girls. Girls are so fucking crazy. That's how they get you to do it. Like,
Hold on, Lon. What you say, Lon?
I said their nuts ain't dropped yet. If y'all ain't,
I just don't see a purpose in doing it.
I guess my shit stuck. Hey, Lon. I guess my shit in my belly. Then fuck it.
What?
My shit in my belly.
Y'all definitely got bossed up.
So when you hit her from behind, you don't put your thumb in her butt.
Ooh,
I grabbed them cheeks.
I really like that.
I grabbed them cheeks.
Hold on. Who's more prone to eat butt?
Little nigga, dick nigga.
I don't think it matters.
I think
it
had a regular size dick.
It don't matter.
And once a nigga a freak, the nigga
I think it's
freak,
yes, sexual level. Like some people, we need to go here.
Y'all niggas eat.
But especially if I ain't married.
Oh, no,
Sunday we go. I ain't getting no woman. I ain't eating no pussy.
You wanna go?
I ain't fucking it on us. I ain't doing none of that shit.
You need to grab too.
Where is that?
Nah, dog, for real.
I don't have to. I didn't grow up. I was living there with a nigga.
The nigga. The nigga was like, nigga, as soon as my girl get home from big dick niggas don't have to eat pussy.
And let me tell you something like this.
That's not true.
It all depends though. Like, a dude like me, I've been around for a while. So I already
That's a lie.
If I meet a girl,
So bet the niggas
got to get rid of her. I can't order.
We said, well,
I'm going to go ahead and have my bitch, so I ain't got the problem by trying to get rid of her.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
They're not excused because they got a big dick.
I don't even want to continue the conversation. Y'all niggas don't eat ass.
Oh, you was growing out of no eating ass.
Damn,
now it's
a little dry.
She was like, oh, these niggas don't eat ass? I'm out of here.
It's just a little bit dry.
When I'm done with you, you're going to be laid out. I'm going to be getting a wet rag.
You don't even got to worry about
no ass or none of that.
This nigga, you don't put your finger in a bitch butt or nothing. Like, that's
just straight off the dick. You're going to lay a bitch out.
No, you're not about to
lay a bitch out the dick.
You're not about to.